who decides how much gold is worth? For almost a century now, the answer to that question has been a handful of bankers behind closed doors. But that could all be about to change. In May, Barclays was fined $45 million by financial watchdogs for failing to stop one of its traders trying to manipulate prices. It's been suggested that gold price fixing could be the next financial scandal to erupt after the furore over the rigging of LIBOR and foreign currency rates. Well, today, banks, miners, traders and Britain's main regulator, the Financial Conduct Authority, held a summit to discuss reform of the system. Fergal O'Connor is a senior lecturer in finance at St John University in York, that's in the north of England.
Currently, fixing can take a number of minutes and that takes time for information to reach the markets, but individuals involved in the fixing have that information, so it creates an imbalance. It gives people better information who are involved in the fixing. This means that traders in the banks involved in the fixing could simultaneously buy or sell gold in New York, knowing where the price direction is moving.
So the banks could make a lot of money and customers potentially could lose a lot of money.
And there's been one very good research paper looking at that, describing it as a leaky fixing.
Well, at the moment, the so-called London Gold Fix is agreed twice a day by four banks. That's Barclays, HSBC, Societe Generale and the Bank of Nova Scotia. The fear is that a lack of transparency over how the gold price is set means it could be rigged to benefit banks at the expense of producers, traders, investors or jewellers. Ross Norman is chief executive of Sharpe's Pixley. That's a company which sells gold bars and coins to the public. He used to sit on the committee that decides the gold price. I asked him how it was done.
The fix is a poor word to use. It's essentially an equilibrium price. It's a bit like an auction. You've got five members in a room and they are receiving calls from their dealing rooms who are receiving calls from their clients. So this giant pyramid of clients calling in to try to buy or sell, and effectively like an auction where you get the optimal price meeting both buyers and sellers, that's it. And rather like an auction, the hammer comes down. That's the fixing price.
And why is it done like that? I mean, other major markets around the world do things differently. So wheat and all the other kind of soft commodities, as they call them. Why is it done in this way for gold?
Well, gold trades in the traditional way, like the other commodities that you mentioned, a spot market, as we call it. The point about the fix is it's very distinctly different. It's a benchmark figure. It's an objective price. And that's why it's valuable to producers and consumers, is because it's derived from many, many participants putting their orders into one pot during that moment in time.
And what do you think about these fears about a lack of transparency? Some people say this could lead to banks profiting at the expense of others. Are those fears justified?
I don't think so. I think that if, let's be frank, wherever there's a human involvement in a trade, there's the mere possibility of bad behaviour. But the fix actually is probably the least likely because you've got five members taking calls from their clients. They invariably don't know what's coming before the fix. During the fixing process, clients can withdraw their orders. So it's difficult to front run any order to trade in advance of your client, to take an advantage out of him, or even to take advantage of that information. If you wanted to meddle in markets, you frankly wouldn't want to do it in the fix.
At the same time, though, you can't deny the undeniable. Barclays was fined, wasn't it, in May?
I agree.
For failing to do enough to manage possible conflicts of interest.
Absolutely right. But that's not a failure of the process or of the fix. Were I to steal a Ferrari and to crash it, that's not a failure of the Ferrari, it's a failure of the man. The fix was good for fit for purpose, but somebody abused the system and they should be punished for it, and they are, I understand.
You mentioned five members. There are actually now four,
correct,
aren't there? Because around the time that Barclays got its fine, yeah, Deutsche Bank left the panel of banks, the panel that you sat on.
Correct.
And said, look, we're conducting an internal investigation into trading around the fix.
Yeah, I mean, the point about it is the banks, the reason you got me sitting here as a non-fixing member today rather than the fixing members is that that community are cowed by regulation. They're frightened of their own shadows to a large extent. They won't come forward. And Deutsche's position is, do you know what? The fix is a problem child. We frankly don't make much out of it. It's an embarrassment to us. Let's out. And actually, within the commodity sector, that's actually the position amongst many banks. It's unfortunate that the perception is that it's linked to LIBOR, which is a very different beast. And actually, your point about transparency is right, that the market's failed to keep up to date in terms of transparency.
So what's going to change then? You were at this meeting today, weren't you? What is all of this going to lead to?
Well, there are a number of different measures by which benchmarks can be looked at and evaluated and derived. Actually, the gold market passes muster on almost all, except in two areas. One is in terms of governance. Now, I have an issue with the fact that the guys that participated also administer it. And I think there needs to be a separation of responsibilities there. Currently, that doesn't happen. I also think it's important in terms of transparency of information during the process. It's not good enough to be good. You've got to seem to be good. The fix was good for purpose 100 years ago. It was fit for purpose 5 years ago. The regulatory environment today is very different. And I think that people expect to be able to scrutinise things minutely to establish that you are honest. The market hasn't yet done that. And I think that you will find a solution coming up in the next short few days, which does satisfy that need.
So it's going to be more a more public process, is that right?
It will be, and participative as well, I would hope. I think a level of transparency is warranted. I think digitising it rather than on telephones would be important. Historical data would be important as well to see what those trades are. And the ability of the regulator to see who participated, if there's any question in there about errant behaviour.
That was Ross Norman, Chief Executive of the gold bullion seller Sharps Pixley.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and discussion, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.